And with me in the studio this morning, we have representatives, I guess volunteers, Vista volunteers, as well as Bobby McCreary here with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives to tell us about some upcoming events and summer plans, lots of different activities. Again, I mentioned Bobby's here also with us. We have Mark Lazowski and Zach Fabusch. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Maria.
All right. And I guess why don't I have you, I guess, introduce yourselves and what you are doing this summer. Mark, let's start with you.
Sure. Thank you, Maria. So my name is Mark Lazowski. I've been working with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives for just about 2 weeks now, a little over. I previously was a Vista volunteer, over on Prince of Wales Island. And I was working with a library in Thorn Bay. And now I'm here with the Ketchikan Youth Initiatives for the summer, just helping with promotion and development of summer programming. So,
how did you get involved in the Vista program?
I guess to make a long story short, I was coming out of my undergraduate years, which was just about 2 years ago I finished up, and was deciding, you know, AmeriCorps looks like a really good and interesting opportunity for me to explore. So I started dabbling with AmeriCorps at that point, and several programs later, here I am trying Vista out. So,
and how does that program work? Is it all volunteer? You get a little stipend? How does the program?
Yeah, so AmeriCorps will recruit folks on to work with different nonprofits or other agencies and entities to help capacity build or work behind the scenes to just kind of help the organization get a bit more of a standing ground. So the AmeriCorps volunteer will come in, and they are paid a living stipend. They also receive an education award at the end of their term of service, which is prorated based on the federal Pell Grant. So that changes every year with how much that is worth. But every AmeriCorps volunteer is eligible for up to two full-term amounts of that education award. So, and this year it's about $6,000.
How long can you be in the program?
Yeah.
Can you be there your whole life, or is it more of a couple year kind of thing?
No. So particularly with Vista, Vistas are eligible for 5 full year terms. And then it varies with other AmeriCorps programs, but for Vista in particular, it's 5 full year. And that sounds kind of curious because I mentioned that you're only eligible for 2 full-term education awards. So if you were to serve 5 full years as a Vista, you are also eligible to receive a cash stipend at the end of your term of service. So say you wanted to do the education award for the first 2 years, you could do that, and then afterwards you'd be eligible to receive only the cash stipend that comes at the end of that term of service, which they currently have rated at $1,500 for a full year.
And what is your plan? What is your plan? Do you plan to continue with this program for a while, or move on to other things?
At this point in time, I've done quite a bit of service, and I'm very happy and proud of it, but I'll be looking at going back to school. I'll be starting my master's this fall back towards where I'm from, which is the Chicago area. So I'll be heading back in August and wrapping up things here and pursuing my degree in communication.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. And Zach, maybe tell people a little bit more about you.
Hi, I'm Zachary Fallbush. I have been the AmeriCorps Vista with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives since August, and I'll be done in August is the end of my year's service here. I'm working, helping with the capacity building. That's my main job, just getting programs done, getting the operations manual for the youth center ready. And that's mostly what I'm doing.
Okay. And you're all working out of the youth center, is that correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So you got quite a few things coming up. What do you want to start with?
Well, I think I would ask Mark just to talk about the art shop, because that's brand new for us. And then we'll fill in a little bit more about some of the other programs, and then I'll talk about Youth to Work.
Okay.
Absolutely. So particularly with my term of service, since it's so short this summer, it's just 10 weeks, we've kind of honed in on, you know, what would we like to have done within these 10 weeks. And it's not a lot of time to try and get any one thing accomplished, since there's a lot of moving parts with our organization. But there is a big arts initiative and arts push in the community of Ketchikan, And this is something that we would like to accent and complement among youth in our community. So this is something that I'll be working on over the summer months, is getting our art shop up and running. And that essentially means that we will be recruiting youth to come in and participate in the capacity of creating artwork and also marketing their artwork. So the option for us to help youth market their artwork is kind of bifold. You know, it helps us fundraise for our organization, and it also helps these kids gain real life skills in terms of how they would approach the job market and advertising for themselves.
And when you say an art shop, is it actually a place where they can work and create art and a space to create that, or is it more here's where we display it and sell it, or both?
That's both, yeah. So something that we are currently working on is, well, very soon we'll be rearranging the front part of our shop to hold and display art and, you know, kind of get all the other supplies in there, like a cash register and display cases and whatnot. So this is tourist season, so this is a great time for us to be starting, getting the ball rolling with this, so we could actually have folks come in and view the youth's artwork and maybe even buy it as well. So that's something that's part of it. But we also have workshop space that the youth can use to create their artwork and kind of work with each other.
Use anime as an example.
Yeah. So something that we are working on this summer is an anime coloring book. This is something that kind of sprung out of an existing club that is with our organization right now, which is the Anime Drawing Club. Our initiative behind that is to go forward and sort of create a coloring book that we can market to tourists that has an Alaskan theme to it, but in a very particular style, with that being anime. So we're looking at beginning that very soon. Actually, next week, Tuesday, we'll be having our orientation session.
So this is something you're reaching out to youth in the community to come in, and when you're saying orientation, like they can learn what it's about and submit artwork?
Yes, yes. So next week, Tuesday, is June 6th. We are going to be hosting two sessions that day, one beginning at 1 p.m., which is a chat that I'll be hosting on how to sell your artwork to tourists. And this will be a youth-oriented sort of discussion-based seminar that we are hosting for youth to come in and kind of have an opportunity to learn about how they might go about marketing their skills and what they've created to the community, the wider community. That's next week at 1. Immediately following into that, we'll be talking about the anime coloring book. So, and they kind of complement each other, the two sessions.
And how are you getting the word out? I know you have some posters out and you're here on the radio, but
yes.
Have you approached the schools? I mean, obviously the schools are getting out, so time is done.
Yes, it's been a mad rush for us these past couple of weeks, just getting into the schools, networking in the larger community with different organizations like the Art Council and other folks. Just getting the word out about what we have going on over the summer. And, you know, Art Shop is just one part of it. There's several moving parts with our organization that we're looking to recruit for and bring youth in. And the whole push is just to have the youth have options. You know, it's better be busy than bored is something that I always like to say.
Okay, and that's, again, that's coming up next week, but there are other projects as well.
Just, Zach, Mike, just quickly go through some of the programming that's continuing on.
So, like he mentioned earlier, we have the Anime Drawing Club, which meets on every Saturday, and they come in at 1:30 till 3:30. They have a lesson from 1:30 to 2:30, so if you want to enhance your skills and learn a little bit more, we have a couple of girls that come in there, and they give a very good lesson, and they teach you. They've went over how to draw eyes and all the different body parts and stuff, and so they've got a base there, and they're always willing to go back and reteach things. So if you're like, hey, wait, I'm really having troubles with this, but you already taught this, they're very willing to go back and do that. And that's every Saturday. And then on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have a group of kids that come in and play Dungeons and Dragons, and they're open to anyone coming in and joining them, and they have a good time, and it's a lot of fun.
So, and you were going to talk about youth to work.
Yeah, I would like to talk about that. We have only had a place since October. So we were able to open the front 750 feet of our 3,600-foot building at 632 Park Avenue. So now we actually have a place. And with that in mind, we've been able to center more youth to work activities for this year than we've had before. So I'm just going to go through those briefly. I'd like to mention that information will be posted on our Facebook page, Ketchikan Youth Initiatives, and that'll have phone numbers to reach either one of the guys or et cetera, et cetera. So as most people should know, this will be the fourth year for the paintball leadership team. And what that entails is recruiting mostly middle schoolers, but ages 14 to 18, and they are trained to run the paintball field. So they are hosting the groups that come and have full responsibility. By the end of the year, they've got a good start on a resume. That particular program pays them $10 to actually come and be trained. And also they capture their hours worked and they receive a bonus at the end of the year based on the net proceeds. And they get to play paintball along with working. So that one is continuing. We're, of course, adding the art shop that Mark just mentioned. So artists providing art will receive a portion of the money that it's sold for, so they'll have an opportunity to do that. Connected to the art shop and paintball is something we're calling the admin shop. And in that setting, we're going to be training people about record keeping, bookkeeping, clerical, to support both those business ventures. So you don't have to be an artist. You don't have to love paintball. You could also get some office skills. And the whole point of this is to try and help these young people feel confident and comfortable and talk about some skills they have as they go to look for maybe their first job. And that's why we focus a lot on the junior high kids. The program that is getting more traction this year is pre-apprenticeship. And one of the fun things that will be happening is that Ketchikan Kayak is going to be offering for two or three students or youth a week to come out and participate with their kayak trip, with their e-bikes trip, and learn more about customer service, working with tourists, et cetera, and possibly get into being a tour assistant. Also included in that is a relationship with the Builders Association so that we can give some basic training at our facility for different skills that are needed in the construction industry. The ultimate goal of that, which I don't anticipate we'll meet this summer, but maybe after, is a group of youth that are labor ready that contractors can call on. There's a huge need in the construction industry for people moving in and having skills. The NCCER training, which Jazz Edwardson is certificated to conduct, has a beginning and then it talks about painting and plumbing, you know, just little snippets of things. So that's a great way to get people started on that. And then something we're really proud of that came just around the time that Kate Fox was giving us that wonderful fundraiser is called Hashtag Ketchalove. And that is connected to youth serving the community. Part of our Youth to Work program is that a youth entering into this will provide four hours of community service under our guidance, and that kind of gets their feet wet in working and serving. And then this is also a program that can continue. Anybody who wants to volunteer can be involved in this program, as well as meeting requirements for graduation and for community service if it's ordered by the court. But you'll notice we don't say community service worker. We say serving the community because we want to differentiate. This is not a penalty for having gotten in trouble somewhere. This is a terrific opportunity to give back. So that's the big picture. Other than Ketchalove, each one has a component that will provide some type of stipend or bonus.
What ages are you looking at? I imagine in some things, say construction work, there's probably an age range that's allowed, and other things, certainly almost any age.
But that's absolutely true. Construction work basically is 16, because if you're on a job site, they have to have a work permit, and there's certain safety rules that are really important. Last year for paintball, we had someone who was 12 and someone who was 18. And so the other programs, basically 12, 13 and up. Primarily, we're looking for junior high and high school. Except in the art area, we're dropping down a little bit, like into charter school, into their sixth graders, for instance, to get them involved.
And certainly the clerical skills type of thing you're talking about, office skills, really that could be beneficial at any age. You may
absolutely.
Not you may not get a job tomorrow, but having those skills.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the longer, not I think, I know the longer term benefit to this community will be to have some young workers that are more ready to start a new job.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for all the information. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think maybe just our location is 632 Park Avenue across from the American Legion. Currently, we're open from 2 to 6, and that will be changing as we set up some summer hours. We really want to encourage any youth that has any inclination of art just to stop by and find out what we're doing. I have found over time that a lot of great artists don't think they're great. And so the beauty of this is they get to try it out. You know, it's simple. It's
well, and I think what's always been true is everyone has an inner artist, but it sometimes needs a little
That's a good way
to working
put
out
it.
Because sometimes also people had a bad experience at one time where mm-hmm. someone said that's not very good, and so it prevents you from going there going for it. But yeah, if you just
and for
go.
Instance, Morgan Wilhelm will be here through the summer a couple of days a week. And we also have others that can help coach and bring on that talent. So it's pretty exciting
okay.
and nice to work with the Arts Council. Anything last comment?
No, I think we've wrapped it up really well. I would just second what you said, Bobby. And if there's any youth out there or any folks that know some youth who are really interested in the arts, you know, please encourage them to stop by and inquire about what we're up to this summer.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank
and
you.
Again, we'll get the events on our calendar, or they're on there right now, so we'll let you know, obviously, next week about the Anime Coloring Book event and how to market your art. We'll have those on our calendar as well. And again, thank you to Mark Lazowski, Zach Fawbush, and Bobby McCreary for stopping by this morning.